There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Let's talk about forgiveness. 8 keys to forgiveness. Forgiveness can be incredibly difficult. Now, there's this book by Robert Enright, and he explains where to start. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about the 8 keys to forgiveness. When someone hurts us, it can upend our lives. Sometimes the hurt is so deep. Okay, and anyone who has suffered a deep hurt knows that when our inner world is badly disrupted, it's so hard to concentrate on anything other than the pain. And when we hold on to the hurt, we are emotionally and cognitively hobbled. We're messed up, okay, in our head. We're messed up in our heart. We're messed up in our bodies, and our relationships with other people suffer. And forgiveness is a strong medicine for this. When life hits us hard, there is nothing as effective as forgiveness for healing deep wounds. Okay, and Robert Enright spent the last 30 years of his life studying forgiveness. Okay. I highly recommend that you read The 8 Keys to Forgiveness, the book, if you want to know more about it. But let's just quickly go through the 8 keys right now. Number one, know what forgiveness is and why it matters. So forgiveness is about goodness, about extending mercy to those who have harmed us, even if they don't deserve it. It's not about finding excuses for the offending person's behavior or pretending it did not happen. It's not a quick solution that you can follow. It's not a quick formula. It is a process with many steps. And sometimes, however, and I've mentioned this many times before, you can forgive people and not necessarily bring them back into your life. You can forgive people and not necessarily have to talk to them either if it's not going to be a healthy way for you to forgive them. But you can forgive them within yourself and set yourself free from the chain of pain, right? Number two, become forgivingly fit. To practice forgiveness, it helps if you have worked on positively changing your inner world deep inside of you by learning what Robert calls forgivingly fit. Just like you would start slowly with a new exercise routine, it helps if you build up your forgiving heart muscle slowly, incorporating regular workouts into your everyday life. You can start becoming more fit by making a commitment to do no harm. In other words, making an effort not to talk bad about those who have hurt you. You don't have to say good things about them, but if you refrain from talking bad about them, it will feed the more forgiving side of your mind and your heart. This is something that I really follow now in my life, ever since I started my self-improvement journey and I strengthened my mind, body, and spirit, and I strengthened my faith and the goodness in my heart, and I learned how to forgive truly. And I think I can definitely say that I have become forgivingly fit. I just never ever wanted to talk ill about the people who have betrayed me in the past. I've learned personally to forgive those people who have really wronged me in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, and be at peace with me forgiving them and never, ever talking badly about them with people in my life or even in public. And it's so freeing to be forgivingly fit, you know, because you're not carrying that pain inside of you. Number three, address your inner pain. It's important to figure out who hurt you and how. Okay, this might sound obvious, but not every action that causes your suffering is unjust. Okay, like you don't have to forgive your kid or your partner for being imperfect. Okay, look at your life, look at the people in your life, and rate how much they have hurt you, some more than others, right? So it's important to identify the kind of pain that you're experiencing and acknowledge it. The more hurt you have experienced, the more important it is to forgive, at least for the purpose of experiencing emotional healing. And of course, if your pain, if your hurt is really, really hard to deal with, I highly suggest getting a therapist to help you as well. Number four, develop a forgiving mind through empathy. So scientists have studied what happens in the brain when we think about forgiving and have discovered that when people successfully imagine forgiving someone, they show increased activity in the neural circuits responsible for empathy. This tells us that empathy is connected to forgiveness and it is a very important step in the process. This has helped me greatly in my journey of forgiving other people. When I started my self-improvement journey, I had to deal with a lot of forgiveness, forgiving myself for allowing the pain to get to me, for allowing those people to come into my life, for allowing myself to love those people who have hurt me, and forgiving those people for obviously ultimately hurting me. And this is not a sign of weakness. I think truly it's a sign of strength when you were able to forgive someone who has truly, truly hurt you, who you truly loved. And so something that has helped me was empathy. Remembering that these people are also human, and it doesn't mean that I've completely erased what they have done to me and would let them back into my life, but knowing that these people also have human struggles, and a lot of people who hurt other people are just acting that way because of their unhealed wounds and their trauma and their personal problems and things that we don't even know they're going through. And when we think about their life as a whole, as a human being, we may recognize them to be vulnerable to and wounded as well. And so they hurt you in return. Okay. And perhaps when we think about that with eyes of empathy, despite what he or she may have done to hurt you, you realize that he or she did not deserve to suffer either. So recognizing that we all carry wounds in our hearts can help open the door to forgiveness.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Number five, find meaning in your suffering. There's this book, it's called The Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor E. Frankl. It's my favorite book because I was obligated to read that book in college and I really took it seriously. And that's when I realized that I loved learning about philosophy, loved learning about life, and loved learning about purpose. And in that book, it mentioned this, to find meaning in your suffering, because that gives you purpose. When we suffer a great deal, it's important that we find meaning in what we have endured. Without seeing meaning, a person can lose a sense of purpose, which can lead to hopelessness, okay, and depression, and the belief, the wrong belief that there is no meaning to life. That doesn't mean we look for suffering in order to grow and improve, but we try to see how our suffering changed us in a good way. And this is so helpful because purpose is what keeps us going in life. Okay, we have to hold on to our purpose. We have to find meaning in our suffering to become better, to have an optimistic and growth mindset, and ultimately also to deepen our understanding of forgiveness and to be better at forgiving as well. Number six, when forgiveness is hard, call upon other strengths, the Lord, my friend, Jesus Christ. When I was so hurt about being betrayed, what a time. That was such a time in my life. It made me so emotional to hear the Our Father prayer in church, in Mass. I will pray to you right now, my friend, so that we can dissect the words. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The part there really, really humbled me, because in my faith, I am also a sinner. I'm not perfect. I have been hurt, but I'm sure I've also hurt people. And so if I want the Lord to forgive me, I must also be able and be willing to forgive those who have hurt me, right? Because we're all sinners here. And another thing that made me emotional in Mass is when Jesus was betrayed by Judas, right? And that's already Jesus, you know? It's like you would betray Jesus, but Jesus remained good. The Lord is good. And he remained faithful and he remained good. You know, he was merciful and compassionate and strong. Because I'm also trying as a Catholic, as a Christian, to walk in the path of Christ, to be merciful and compassionate, I must also know how to forgive, and I must ask God for the strength, the humility, and the wisdom to be able to forgive and keep going on the journey. Number seven, forgive yourself. Okay, most of us tend to be harder on ourselves than we are on others, and we struggle to love ourselves. Practice self-forgiveness and know that you did what you thought was right at the time. You did the best with what you had at the time, with the knowledge that you had, with the resources that you had. You tried. And maybe you made a mistake of flooding those people into your life. Maybe you made a mistake of trusting the wrong person. Maybe you made a mistake of loving the wrong person. Or maybe you made the mistake of hurting someone. You know, hurting someone, disappointing someone. Forgive yourself. Free yourself of the pain. You did the best that you could. And if you did not do the best, you're still here. You can still change. You still have time. Number eight, develop a forgiving heart. When we overcome suffering, we gain a more mature understanding of what it means to be humble, courageous, and loving in this world. Some people believe that love for another who hurt you is not possible, but Robert found that many people who forgive eventually find a way to open their hearts again. If you remove bitterness and put love in its place, and then repeat this with many other people, you are freed. You are freed to love more widely and deeply. And this is a beautiful, beautiful transformation. To love again, you must learn to forgive. to love yourself, forgive yourself, to love others, anyone, forgive the people who have hurt you. Free yourself of the pain and the torment. You deserve to be free of the pain and torment. You deserve to live your life with love, with inner peace. The Lord gave you this life for a purpose. You have a mission. You have a purpose. Okay? Don't let bitterness hold you down. Learn to forgive. It is easier said than done, but it is so possible. My friend, please know that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. You have time to change, grow, be the person you believe you were meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, always know that the Lord God is with us. Please do tag me on Instagram story, share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this, and I will talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.